He is seen as the founding father of Nigeria's Hausa people. His name is Bayajida, and according to the oral traditions of the region, he was an Arab prince who settled in northern Nigeria. His story has been passed down by mouth through the generations. Some believe that Bayajida was a real person, others aren't convinced. Hausa people are said to originally have ridden bulls. According to the legend, it was an Arab prince who, centuries ago, introduced them to horses after his arrival in the Hausa kingdom in the north of present-day Nigeria. This man was called Bayajida. The legend of Bayajida is central to the founding story of the Hausa state in northern Nigeria, but the legend was passed down by mouth. This makes it difficult to know when Bayajida existed, or even if he existed at all. According to the legend, he started his life as a prince in Baghdad, in what is now known as Iraq. After a fallout with his father, Bayajida led a powerful cavalry to Africa. He ended up in Daura in northern Nigeria. There, he killed a snake that was stopping people from fetching water at a local well. He was rewarded with the hand of the Queen of Daura for this brave act. But is the story based on fact? Adu Mahaman, professor of history at the University of Tahoua in Niger, has his doubts.
I think to prove this, scientists and archaeologists should go and examine the well to determine the truth about how long it has been there, especially because the area that the well is located in has two streams, which nullifies the story that there was water scarcity in the area and that water had to be looked for.
Regardless of whether the story is real or made up, the Hausa tradition has been built around it. According to the legend, at first, Bayajida and the Queen of Daura failed to have children. The queen then gave him a concubine. Both women became pregnant and bore sons. The queen's son fathered six sons. Together, this son and his grandchildren ruled what is today known as the seven legitimate Hausa states. The concubine's son gave birth to seven sons. They ruled the states called the lesser or illegitimate Hausa states. With Bayajida being so central to the story of the Hausa states, it is mysterious that there doesn't seem to be any records of him among Arab travelers. Professor Adu Mahaman therefore suspects the Hausa tradition is based on a myth, an invention.
The only thing we derive from this story is that the emirs of the Hausa states wanted to give themselves a special origin, something uncommon. In doing so, they could be able to say, I'm a descendant of Bayajida.
Some say the legend was coined between the 16th and 19th centuries, while there was evidence of it in Hausa culture as far back as the 10th century. Be it as it may, Bayajida is vividly remembered today, and ceremonies of galloping horsemen play an important part in Hausa tradition today.